On Fridays, we talk about the region's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sarch. She joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Steve.
An icon in Sacramento's restaurant industry, Biba Caggiano, died yesterday at the age of 82.
Yes, very sad news this week. I think we all know she influenced many local chefs, and I assume we'll continue to see her impact as Sacramento's food scene continues to evolve.
And in the competitive restaurant business, she had longevity.
Definitely. I think the long-lasting impact of her restaurant illustrates that as we've seen changes to the local dining industry, we've seen just how cutthroat and competitive this industry can be. And the fact that she sort of held her own and established a very well-known brand in Sacramento is a testament to her sense as a businesswoman.
Yeah, definitely a big loss. There was news this week about Country Club Center. That's the shopping center at Watt and El Camino Avenues in Arden Arcade.
Yeah, it appears a Costco business center is joining Country Club Center, according to plans filed with Sacramento County. Now, this is essentially a spin-off concept from Costco that appeals to business customers. That includes customers in food services, professional offices, and the convenience store industry. Visit one of these stores and you might see items such as janitorial supplies and 50-pound bags of rice.
What do these stores look like? Are they different from the Costco locations that currently operate in the Sacramento area?
Yes and no. A report last year from the Minneapolis Star Tribune said almost 70% of items in Costco business centers aren't sold in traditional Costco stores. That means you probably won't see standard consumer-oriented items such as apparel, bedding, or sporting goods at a Costco business center. But offerings at each location vary. Some Costco business centers have a gas station and food court, for example.
And how popular is this concept?
The retailer's website lists 18 current Costco Business Center locations. This would be the first one in the Sacramento area. Now, last year, Sacramento County records suggested Costco was also planning a business center in North Highlands. The status of those plans is unclear. Meanwhile, neither Costco nor leasing agents for Country Club Center have commented on the possible new addition.
We've talked about Country Club over the years. I mean, the center has had some setbacks in the past, right?
Yeah, most notably, it lost three anchor stores last year. Those were Sam's Club, Walmart, and Michael's. So if these new plans move forward, Costco could be a big step in giving the center new life. It would fill the former Sam's Club space.
Some other retail news. Liquidation sales are still happening at Dimple Records stores throughout the Sacramento area. But one of those stores already has a new future, and it involves a familiar name.
Andrew Radakovitz, part of the family that operates Dimple, is teaming up with a longtime Dimple employee to open The Cave in Folsom. Now, this is a new buy-sell trade concept that will fill the spot that Dimple currently occupies in Folsom. You can expect items such as vinyl records, comic books, and movies, but there will be some key differences between The Cave and Dimple.
What are some of those key differences?
Well, Radakovitz told me The Cave is kind of like a nerd store. It will largely focus on rare, hard-to-find collectible items from popular culture. And that was one of his reasons for opening the concept in Folsom. He hopes the high income levels in the city will lead to a unique assortment of collectibles brought into the store. The owners emphasize this is not a thrift store, and they're really looking for quirky items you won't find elsewhere.
We talk a lot about the challenges surrounding retail, especially with all of Dimple's stores closing. Why do the owners of The Cave think this idea is going to work?
Well, they're optimistic after testing the concept at a Dimple store. They're also relying on the popularity of collecting, which has been driven by social networks like Instagram. And they say that now that so much of pop culture has been digitized, many people, including millennials, want to touch, hold, and hopefully buy items from their childhood.
And finally, Rancho Cordova-based VSP said this week that it's acquired another company. This one's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, Vision Insurance and eyewear giant VSP said it's acquired Community Eye Care. This is a vision benefits and management company based in Charlotte. The acquisition was made by VSP Global's not-for-profit vision insurance subsidiary, VSP Vision Care.
What does this latest acquisition say about the company's overall strategy?
Well, it's more evidence of how much VSP is growing. 2 months ago, VSP announced an agreement to buy San Antonio-based VisionWorks, a retailer of glasses, lenses, and other optical products. That deal will be VSP's largest network investment in its history. The deal is still awaiting regulatory approval.
That's Sonia Sowich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.